Welcome to episode 2621 of your daily guided meditation. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to a brand new meditation series we're launching into this week. In today's episode, we launch into a brand new meditation series, and I have a treat for you. Occasionally, I interview fellow meditators or people who may not listen to the meditations, but they themselves are meditators or they're involved in some kind of conscious-minded business. Well, today I have a meditator who is an expert in conscious living. His name is J.V. Crum. He is a best-selling author, keynote speaker, certified business coach, licensed attorney, and he calls himself a serial entrepreneur. He's also a Huffington Post columnist on conscious business, and he is the host of the number one ranked Conscious Millionaire podcast. He broadcasts Monday through Friday. He's also the founder and CEO of Conscious Millionaire Institute, a global entrepreneur business coaching, training, and wealth product business. JV and I talk all about how many people, and I've heard from many of you, so many of you, letting me know that you feel the need to do something different in your life because of COVID, because of uncertainty in the world, for whatever reason, maybe a personal change in your life. You want to start something new, maybe a new relationship or a new business, yet you want to start this new endeavor consciously, aligned with passion and purpose. And this is what JV shares in today's interview. Now, I interviewed JV in the midst of the COVID lockdown. So it was several months ago. And so you will hear him mention that. Thank goodness that is not happening currently. JV selects several of the techniques for this week's series, as well as the all-important meditation challenge for the week. So without further ado, I invite you to meet JV Crum III.
Welcome, JV. I'm so excited that you are a guest on the Daily Meditation Podcast.
Well, Mary, I am excited to be here, and I'm coming to you from Keystone, Colorado.
Well, I am excited that you're a guest here because I think that during these times, people are looking for options.
They are.
They're also looking for more conscious-minded businesses and jobs. And so you have been doing this for many years. I'd love to know, what do you see as being conscious nowadays in regards to business?
That's such a great question, Mary. And I think that what's happened for many people has certainly happened for me. And you'll see that I'm in my Buddhist robes and I wear my meditation robes around the condo these days. Is I think a lot of us have come home at a deeper level through just the fact that we aren't going out in the same way that we used to. I mean, I used to go out three or four nights a week and now it's zip, right? But this gave me time to contemplate, to think. And I would ask, if you're listening today, I don't think there are any accidents. I imagine that probably has happened for you too. And I think the greatest opportunities, we tend to think a lot in business, and I think most of the people who are doing programs, it's different than what I do, but a lot of the programs are just externals. How do you get the right funnel? How do you, how do you get these external pieces? And these are important, but it's not really the big key, because nothing changed in the last 2 years about putting a funnel together. But what did change is you. You changed. And if you're listening to Mary, I know that you changed because you went deeper and you connected with more of who you are. And I think that's the big secret that a lot of people are missing right now. That's the big opportunity, is start with purpose. Every private client, every group that I do, I always start people off with, let's look at your purpose And let's look for an alignment between purpose and values and vision and mission and the impact you want to make. All those have to be aligned with one another. And I think that's when, you know, the magic actually happens. The synchronicity begins to happen. The flow begins to happen, which is a place that I live in. But it all starts inside of you. That's the real opportunity, is to finally just say, I'm tired. Look at how many people said, I don't like my job anymore, right? They probably didn't like it before, but now they're going, you know, wait a minute. I've been through all this stress. I'm looking at life differently. I want more meaning and fulfillment than I had, because all of a sudden I slowed down enough to realize I didn't have it. Because if you're busy, 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 doing, 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 even if you're not happy or fulfilled, you don't have a lot of time to connect. But that's, I think, the real value of your podcast, is that you're constantly helping people connect. And when people do that, and you're listening today, I ask you, what is it that you feel called to do with your life? And I assure you that there is a way that you can answer that calling.
Yeah, that's so true. I have heard from many of the listeners of the podcast how they are changing jobs. They no longer want to do what they're doing, because going through this pandemic and the uncertainty has made people realize the value of life. It's
and I think it's brought home how fleeting health can be.
Yes.
Your time can be. And I think that's part of what being conscious is being conscious that we're here on this planet evolving consciousness. I think that's our primary purpose here. I look at it as this grand experiment. Yes. And how can we come to oneness is the question I ask.
Exactly. And I wonder if you could mention some opportunities that are out there that you see people are missing out on, because, you know, with this change, it ushers in new opportunities.
It does. Well, we certainly have opportunities in health and wellness, well-being, anything that connects with others in a way that brings them meaning. I think people are more transparent these days. They want to know what's going on in a business. But I think if you choose, who do you feel called to work with? I think all of us feel a certain group to work with. Mine is clearly entrepreneurs. You know, that's where I'm at. I want to help entrepreneurs go out, make a bigger wave, make a bigger impact, and be financially successful. Whoever it is that you're wanting to work with, ask yourself, do you want to work with the internal parts of them? Do you want to work more with the external parts? And look at the opportunities, because everybody's looking for meaning and fulfillment. And at the same time, they're looking for speed. I think that we've all concluded we're tired of waiting, as if we've been waiting for Godot almost. And then in this pandemic, we've woken up and gone, oh yeah, Godot's never come. I guess Godot's not coming. So people are wanting answers that get them faster to where they want to go. So you can either go the internal direction, or you could look on the external and go, well, what is it that I could do with my skill set and with the people I want to work with that'll help them solve their problems faster, more efficiently?
Yes, that's true. Well, with working, a lot of people also tell me that they struggle so much with focus right now. With focusing and getting things done, they're incredibly distracted, and unlike at any other time in their life. And so what do you do to stay focused? I know you meditate and do a lot of other.
So that's the internal part, walking by the river, sitting by the river. But there's an external part in how you structure your day. And I work with a lot of people on this. And what I suggest that you have no more than three priorities for your day. Now, a priority might have different tasks under it. Say you're working on a project, so that's one priority. But I found that neither I nor anybody I've ever met can truly master more than three priorities in a day, and then structure your day so that you have the priorities, the outcome you want, so that for each of your priorities, you have a specific outcome. So at the end of the day, you go, this is what I've been working toward all day, and then only take actions to get to that outcome. This keeps you laser focused. And I use an 80-20 principle. So I go, 80% of my day is going to be structured to get these one, two, or three priorities. So like tomorrow, I'm doing my podcast interviews. I think I have seven. So you know what my priority is for the day. And you know that doesn't leave, when you do 7 hours, that doesn't leave much for anything else. But you need about 20% of your time for all the emails you didn't have at 8 a.m., for all the things that are going to come up, a client that's going to call, or an unexpected emergency occurs. So you're going to be a lot less stressed if you just allow in your schedule that there's 1 to 2 hours every day that are not allocated. And I know, because I'm a human being living this journey too, folks, I know you're going to go, oh my gosh, but I need all that time and another 10 as well. And you go, well, that's why you're going to get laser focused. Because the truth is, Mary, there's only X that we can get done in a day. So if we put 3X on our schedule, which is normal, right? We add too much into our calendar. The truth is, it's just not going to get done. At the end of the day, we feel frustrated. Now, what this focus requires is that you have to make decisions about what really matters. And when I'm working with my highest clients, I ask them, what's the 10% that truly matters? Stop doing all this other stuff. Either delegate it, because if they're in a situation to do that, or just accept it's not that important. But I think that this is a time that we can contemplate and not only ask ourselves, what do we value the most as human beings, but also get more structured and realize, well, we can only do so much. So let's just do the stuff that really matters. And then we have to let go. And it's called, we don't have to be perfect anymore.
Right. Well, we are doing a series this week where we'll be revisiting what you shared here in the interview throughout the week. And we are focusing on conscious living, and that includes productivity. And we did.
Well, and your food, like today I'll have a green drink. I'll have a protein drink. I cooked last night with miso broth, and I made this huge vat. I have this Kaufland pot that's huge of just vegetables, basically. It's green beans. I have carrots, squash, zucchini, rutabagas. So, and I cut all those up and I put them in there and have a wonderful, I already have some on the pot to heat up and even have for breakfast.
Wow. You know, there's so much that I want to ask you. We did a series on the 80-20 principle. We did an entire meditation series that was very popular. So I can link to that series. But I am also curious about your health journey, because you walk your talk. A lot of people say, oh, I do green drink. Oh, I, you know, do this. But you really overcame and improved your health tremendously. So I
want So I think it's getting clarity. For me, I went through a whole revolution and a lot of studying and a lot of thought. I came to a conclusion for me that most of Western medicine isn't what I want to pursue. And I thought about it and asked for a lot of guidance to understand what was the right direction. So I'll tell you why most of Western medicine is not what I'm pursuing. And the answer came in an image I got in my mind through meditation of the gas combustion engine. Because I kept thinking, you know, we talk about Western medicine being so advanced, but it seems really primitive to me. And I said, well, why does that keep coming to me? Well, it's the same as the gas combustion engine in this way. In our vehicles, most people have gas combustion engines. For us to go from point A to point B, it does good. It gets us there, But in the process, it does harm. It pollutes the air we breathe. It pollutes the earth, and it's causing damage. Well, the same thing is true, just to be frank with everybody, with pharmaceuticals, with radiation, with chemotherapy. They do good. I'm a lawyer, so you know, I know the lawyers frame it as side effects, but let's be serious. It's direct effects because they know they're happening that are causing harm to your body simultaneously. So I said, what's my path? And you're listening to this. If you feel like this is your path, great. But if not, that's fine too. I was looking for my answer. And I decided it was a trilogy of nutrition, exercise, and energy work. That if I pursued those three as my primary path to health and being healthy, that I would live a healthier and longer life with very, and then I said, well, what do I want from Western medicine? Well, just last week, I went and had an echocardiogram. I had a ton of blood taken for all kinds of tests. Western medicine is great at diagnostics. It's really quite good at that. And the other thing is, like, a cousin of mine 2 weeks ago just did something awkward and broke his ankle. Western medicine is great at trauma. If you break your ankle, go get it set, right? This is simple. But I said, those are the things that I want to rely on Western medicine, but I want a holistic nutrition, exercise, and energy. And by energy, that can be acupuncture. Energy can be meditation. I do Qigong. You know, that there's, I do energy healing on people. I have that gift. And I also receive energy healing. All of that energy work to me is the clean technology of health. And I think 20, 30 years from now, the hospitals and pharmaceutical companies will fight it, but just like the oil companies fight us moving to electric and clean energy. I think 20, 30 years from now, there won't be gas combustion vehicles for individuals. I think they're all going to be clean energy. I think we're going to see rapid advances in this whole area that I just talked about, where people realize it's nutrition, it's all kinds of energy work, it's exercise, and that's the true path to health.
I agree. In fact, as we speak, one of my sons is visiting a functional medicine doctor because, you know, traditional medicine isn't able to really help him with his situation. So, I really like the concept food is medicine and energy can also help you as well. And
I want to give a salute to you and hold up. I'm having jasmine green tea as we are talking, Mary. I know that you're a tea person.
Yeah. I want to ask you a few questions. So your tea of choice is jasmine green tea.
I love jasmine green tea.
It's a great tea for you.
I like chamomile as well. So that's like a second choice.
Yeah. I'm drinking Tulsi. I love Tulsi tea. But I drink all kinds of herbal teas. What is your favorite meditation technique? Do you have one?
Yes, absolutely. And it's really the only one that I particularly do. So I went and lived at a Buddhist monastery. And part of that was to explore Buddhism and Eastern principles. But part of it was to learn meditation at a deep level, because there's no better place to go learn to meditate than a Buddhist monastery. Because folks, if you haven't lived at one, that is the main activity. Mm-hmm. And so I was taught Vipassana, breath meditation at the monastery. And so that's the one that I utilize. Okay. So I'm just constantly focusing on coming back to being present. And that's the practice for me.
Okay, I'm writing these down because these will be our techniques for the week that we do.
Okay, yes. And you know Vipassana. So it's focusing on your breath. And every time you notice a thought, you just go come back to breath and come back to the present moment. Yeah. And I had a meditation teacher. And this was really when I broke through, because I was such a perfectionist. So this was 1998, to give you a framework. And it changed everything, because the first meeting I had with my meditation instructor was telling me, now, let me set the stage. Because I was such a perfectionist and I had to have the 4.0 and the A and make the millions and live in the right home and all that, I went there to become the best meditator at the monastery. Of course, that was my outcome. And in this first session, they go, meditation is just the practice, not the perfection, the practice of being present. And that experience of practicing rather than perfecting changed my whole life. So it wasn't just the meditation, is all of a sudden I broke through and I literally became free from having to be perfect.
Right. That's true. That's really what it is. Meditation is honoring exactly how you are in the moment. And that's not always a perfect state.
Right.
So that's a beautiful way to think of meditation. Is there an affirmation that you really enjoy that resonates with you?
Yeah, well, I use a lot of affirmations. I think the most powerful one for me, because it's my personal motto, it's been for over 30 years, so it's how I live. So when appointments get canceled or something doesn't happen, or like tomorrow somebody emailed me on, you know, Monday they can't do the interview, I go and return to my motto, which is my affirmation, trust perfect timing.
Oh, that's good. That's important these days. That's
perfect. Yes. So my perfection comes out in just accepting that the universe and I, all working together, are collaborating, and that there's a higher intelligence force going on. That's part of my view of life. And that everything is like a mosaic, right? And energy is going between all the pieces of the mosaic. And there are shifts that my mind doesn't know about, but that are in, and I always look at it this way, trust perfect timing means that whatever happens, especially when I'm present, that seems to open a particular doorway to this trust perfect timing piece. That it's not just in my best interest, it's in all humanity's best interest. Because the rest of humanity's time will be different because of every shift that occurs. We tend to think, oh, well, it's just local, but we know through quantum physics, there is no locality. It's whatever happens here is happening on the other side of the planet and is happening on the moon. And we know that the moon influences us because we have things called tides. You live on the ocean, right? And the moon influences the tides. So, and that's, we call it gravitational, but really it's an energy interaction because gravity's energy.
Yeah.
It's an energy principle.
It's true. Well, is there a certain chakra that you like to focus on when you're meditating?
Well, yes, it's right here, my mind's eye. It's where I get my intuition. I typically will get phrases or words that are right in my mind's eye, and that's where I pick up things.
Mm-hmm. Third eye, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what works for me.
Okay.
And it's not something I cultivated. It's something that was just natural. I just discovered over time, oh, well, this is how I get information.
Is there a mudra, a way, I don't know if you do mudras, but if you do, is there?
No, I'm not actually doing mudras right now.
Okay. Well, so we always do an affirmation one day, a breathing technique another day, but I'll select a mudra for our series for that day. But you've provided so many techniques that I'm excited to share this week's series. And we always have a challenge for each week. What is a challenge you could give the listeners for the week?
Yeah. So I'm going to give you the challenge to do less. Now, since I work with entrepreneurs, that can be a frightening challenge. You know, it's like, oh, tell me to do twice as much as I did last week. Because that's the, oh, I'm going to just be a hyper performer. It's like, no. No, you want to be a limitless performer. That's what I train people to do. But being limitless actually means going inside, choosing the one, two, or three priorities, and getting quiet so that you can actually embody the experience of being a performer in the world, as opposed to trying to be a performer. I would say that if you thought about dance, I happen to love to dance and I love to watch dance. You can try to make it work, or you can just allow it to occur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like how much fun is it to go someplace and go dancing and you have to think about every second what you're going to do next, as opposed to just kind of go with the flow. Mm-hmm. You're just going to experience it. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Allow yourself to surrender into the flow and just focus on the things that truly matter, but do them fully embodied. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean, Mary, and I know this is a part of what you teach, is so often, especially entrepreneurs, the group I work with, they're so busy thinking about what comes next, they're not in the moment doing what they're doing right now, right? Mm-hmm. So they're not embodied in this. And what I want to invite you to do is to practice this week being fully embodied and trusting that whatever you get done is the right pieces to get done, you know, but be embodied every moment as you do them instead of thinking about what you're going to do 6 hours from now.
That's fantastic. So do less and you can often get more done. So.
You actually get more done and you will get it done at a higher level, because you can't get things done at their highest level if you're not even present. You know, I remember reading Wayne Dyer back in the 80s. That was when I was starting out on my journey of the spiritual pieces and everything. And he was one of the people I was reading. And I realized that the trick, because I like nice things and it's Conscious Millionaire. I promote people living in an environment that supports them with beautiful things around them. And I said, oh, the trick is riding in the limousine, but being totally there. It's not actually about the limousine. It's about the experience of being present. Because so many people go off on a vacation and they're never present in the entire vacation.
It's so true. No, I agree. Is there?
And I think that's a gift that we've all gotten from the pandemic, because no matter who you are, you probably had some more safety factors to your life, and you've probably done more less external things than you did before. Mm-hmm. And that's given you an opportunity to come home and be present.
Yes, that's so true. Is there a book that you recommend?
Well, there is a book, and I'm going to recommend on my show, we're about to hit 3,000 episodes. So I've asked some of these questions a lot of times. I've asked the what's your legacy over 2,000 times. And I think I've been asking the book question from the beginning, so almost 3,000 times. And there's a clear winner as to what book has been mentioned the most. And it's the one I'm going to recommend. And I think you should read it every year. Think and Grow Rich really is where it all starts. Because when I teach about what are the three problems you can have in business, it's mindset, strategy, and execution. Mindset's the first one. Mindset determines where you go in life, how big you play, how many people you impact, how much money you put in the bank. It starts with mindset, and Think and Grow Rich is a fabulous book to just regenerate your mind every year with it.
That's excellent. Napoleon Hill.
Yeah. Napoleon Hill.
That's perfect. So I want to thank you for your time. You are, as always, a wealth of information, and it's such an honor to know you and to have you here on the show. Where can the listeners find out about your great coaching programs and your
So first of all, you can go to consciousmillionaire.com. I always like to give a gift. This I've been giving recently, and people love it. It's a 6-minute hypnotic audio called Born to Make Millions. And you can get that absolutely free at consciousmillionaire.com/make-millions. Now, I want you to know, because sometimes when I talk about money, people go, oh my God, you're not very conscious. You're just talking about money. I said, well, we've already established we're conscious. We want to make an impact. Now let's talk about how we're going to make that impact and make money out of it so we can make it at a bigger level. I'm not going to tell you the secret that I embedded in the Born to Make Millions audio, but I'll tell you that it relates to the deeper part of who you are. It's not about the surface of let's go get a Rolls Royce. That's not what this is about. This is going to be something that will connect you deep within and help you wake up to how you can actually make a bigger difference with your life.
Well, that's exciting. I'm going to have all your information on the show notes here on the podcast and also on my website. So make sure that you go check out that audio. That's going to be a real gift. And again, it's not only about being successful financially, although that's really important. It's about being successful at what you do, loving what you do, living consciously, and as a result, you are naturally successful. So,
Absolutely, Mary. And one of the things I love, I mean, you're doing such a fantastic service with this podcast. I mean, people, folks, I have a 6 day a week podcast. You're out there throughout the week as well. I don't think if you're not doing that, you don't know how much work this is. Actually, it's a lot of work to do 6 days a week. And I just applaud you and thank you for the uplifting that you're providing to humanity, because that's what your podcast is really about. It's uplifting people and bringing them into a higher state of consciousness.
Thank you. Well, be sure to listen also to JV's podcast, The Conscious Millionaire. And I know you have a couple other podcasts, which I'll list in the show notes as well.
Yeah, we just launched what is our 9th podcast on our network, The Conscious Millionaire Network, and it's Limitless Performer. So it's about how to unlock human potential and evolve consciousness to become limitless. Tamar Hale Dwoskin, who did the Sedona Effect, is recording for that again. Dr. DeMartini, John Gray, Gay Hendricks, these are the people that I've been bringing on that show. So it's really the luminaries in this field, but it's all focused on human potential and evolving consciousness, because that's a critical part. If you want to really perform at the limitless level, not just the high, but the limitless level, it's about evolving your potential and your consciousness.
Yes, exactly. And for the listeners, you are in the right place, because you are doing that right now as you listen to JV Crum. And I want to thank you so much for being here on the podcast.
Well, thank you. And thank you to everyone. If you're listening today, there are no accidents. You're here because this is meant for you. And I want you to know that I, along with Mary, you know, truly believe in you and want to thank you for the service that you're providing the world by making your difference.
Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed this interview with J.V. Crum III. And J.V. invites you again to visit consciousmillionaire.com and receive the free hypnosis meditation. And he embedded a secret to up-level your consciousness in that recording. Also, his website is such a wealth of information, and he has a number one podcast called the Conscious Millionaire Podcast, but he also has several other podcasts. So you can go to consciousmillionaire.com and discover a wealth of information at your fingertips to explore conscious living. And again, conscious living doesn't necessarily mean to become a millionaire and earn a lot of money. It's more about living your best life yet. What I invite you to do right now is to settle yourself down and tune into your inner stillness and begin to open up to what your purpose is and how you can go about organizing your day, structuring it to achieve your top three things. Every day, choose three things that you're going to focus on, and maybe sit in silence as you focus on those three things before you start your day in the morning. So sit in your beautiful inner stillness for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.